Da bist von Haut. Wie sieht sie aus? Wie ein Faktor gehen immer mehr wichtig? Wo sind Gefahren? Und wie ein Trend gehen? Genau mit diesen Themen beschäftigt sich der Podcast New Work, eine Kollaboration zwischen der Chambre des Salariés und dem Lützebäuer Journal.
I literally call this the question. Will AI replace workers? There's always the importance of human oversight in everything AI does. Call it a beast that has to be tamed.
2023 als ChatGPT popularisiert ging. Seitdem weiß jeder, was künstliche Intelligenz ist. Und KI also ein diskutiertes Thema. Verschiedene Leute fokussieren sich auf die Gefahren und andere benutzen nicht für alles. Der Rob Weil sagt es aber ein bisschen anders. Hier sieht, dass es sowieso da ist. Also muss man lernen, damit umzugehen. Hier ist der Director of Research, Policy and Field Programs bei der American Federation of Teachers in den USA, Expert für künstliche Intelligenz im Domain von der Education und ein Vierreiter an der Forschung von KI. Am Dezember 2024 war hier noch Buffro von der Chambre des Salariés Lützeburg für eine Konferenz über die Zukunft von der Education und den Einfluss von der KI auf den Schulsektor zu halten. Am mir haben davon profitiert. Als KI echt ein gut oder ein schlecht Sache für Jungschüler, wird KI ein Äquivalent vom Infoscore gehen oder soll dann einfach angebaut gehen? Und durch welche Methode bandet es am besten an? Wir hatten die Chance, Rob Weil kurz vor unserer Konferenz zu treffen.
I think what I try to do is move people away from the technical side of artificial intelligence. People tend to look at algorithms and computer chips and all these other kind of things that they don't really understand very well and say that, you know, they don't get artificial intelligence. What I try to do is change that a little bit and say artificial intelligence, when you get down to it, is pretty basic, and a lot of it has to do with human nature, and it's driven around human nature, and I show that and how that works. I also show that it's how it's changed and is changing. The artificial intelligence you see today will be the worst artificial intelligence you'll ever see in your life, because tomorrow it'll be better.
Yeah, and it's already better today.
It's already better from this morning. Yeah, exactly, because it uses machine learning, and I explain what that is and how it will improve and get better over time. So all the imperfections we see, like you talked about with the picture, or the imperfections we see in videos,
the six fingers,
those kind of things, those are going to go away relatively quickly, and not in the distant future. I think in 2025 we're going to see a marked change. And a lot of things, and I do show a little bit of that.
ChatGPT, die KI von der Unternehmen OpenAI, wird jeder ein mittlerweile Begriff sein, auch den jüngsten in der DICE. Aber wie kann eine Plattform wie ChatGPT die Schüler ein Steib sein?
Definitely artificial intelligence. You mentioned ChatGPT, there's other ones, there's other platforms, can personalize or make lessons more interesting, more engaging for students. And we really want that to happen. We have to be very careful because when you engage, one of the things we talked about, you talked about the risk and opportunity. I'm definitely going to talk about some of those. There's no way in a 2-hour session or a 1-hour session, you could even get close to all those different risks and opportunities. But the opportunity to help kids learn, make it more engaging, make it less rote memorization and more engaging education is absolutely possible with artificial intelligence, if it's done well and responsibly. And what I talk about is how we in the United States, how I and my team work on responsible use of AI in the classroom, not just AI in the classroom. Mm-hmm.
And how does that work? What is responsibly using AI?
Well, the first thing you have to do, we go through a process, and the first thing we do is we work on AI literacy. You can't teach AI until you know AI.
Yeah.
And a lot of our teachers are not natural AI people. They didn't come up through there. And in fact, a lot of people don't. And so what we first have to do is actually explain artificial intelligence, what we call artificial intelligence literacy to them, and have them understand what it is, what it's good for, what it's bad, and then talk about the risk and opportunity, because artificial intelligence has a lot of risk in it around bias, around safety issues and, you know, mining personal data, all these other things that it can do. And so we have to make sure our teachers don't make mistakes mm-hmm. with these platforms. And so the first step we do is we teach teachers how to use it themselves before we start talking about using it with others. What, in our world, what we call it in the United States is we teach our teachers how to use teacher-facing AI for their work before they use what we call student-facing AI for the working with students. Making sure they understand the risk and opportunity, as you said, before mm-hmm. we start using in the classroom with students.
Yeah.
These tools are here. These platforms are here. They're being used in schools every single day, no matter what people say. There's a difference between what people will tell people and what is actually happening in schools. You know, when you talk to kids, do you use AI? Kids, then when you ask them privately, there's a big difference in those answers.
Yeah.
So I think that it's here. It's going to be infused in the education. So we don't really have a choice but to make sure our teachers are well-versed on how to use it and use it with skill mm-hmm. and not just, you know, not have an understanding of how it affects their classroom.
Yeah, and best is to work with it anyway because it's here.
Well, it's, I don't think there's an option. Yeah. I think that the truth is it's here. Stop talking about what are we going to do with it. It's, we're going to deal with it because mm-hmm. it's here. It's not going anywhere. It's not going away. It is a, I call it a beast that has to be tamed.
KI ist also quasi nicht mehr aus der Education wegzudenken. Bestimmt wird viel Platz in der Zukunft durch ein KI ersetzt gehen, oder?
This is a question I get all the time. I literally call this the question.
Okay. Yeah.
Will AI replace workers? And the answer is the likelihood of being replaced grows if you don't learn how to use AI in your work. So workers who resist it, workers don't learn how to use it properly at their work, have a larger chance or greater chance of being displaced. And so I encourage all workers to say, how can I use this in my work to make my work better? Because when you do that, you make yourself more valuable and you're being displaced is less likely. There are changes. Just because you're not being replaced doesn't mean your career is not going to change. Mm-hmm. That's what people have to understand is maybe what your career looks like today or what the job description or professionalism looks like today is not going to be what it looks like 5-10 years from now. One of the things that's important is that to realize that AI is a new set of tools. And what you're saying about progress moves forward. So the diploma that was given in the 30s versus something in the 50s versus something in the 70s versus something in the 90s, they all had different tools available to the students. And so AI is just the next iteration of those productivity tools that come on board. Like today in business and the world, using Microsoft Word or Excel or spreadsheets and all, it's normal. Mm-hmm. 30 years ago, that wasn't normal in education. Yeah. And so we're just in the next step moving forward, but we have to be very vigilant to do it well because this step has more risk involved into it. Not just opportunity, it also does have risk.
Wie wird dann du am meisten betroffen?
AI has, many years ago, when I say many, I'm talking 10 years ago, mm-hmm. I've been studying this phenomenon for a while. People used to say that all the technology was going to replace low-skill workers, and you have to go and maybe get a college degree or something like that because all these low-skill jobs would be replaced by technology. And they kept on thinking about robots and those kind of things. I think that what we've seen with artificial intelligence is a movement of skills to a much higher level of thinking, much higher skill level mm-hmm. with our AI. So I do believe that we will see more higher level jobs be affected than low level jobs. Because people who are, I'm lucky enough to be involved with some of the people developing the AI, and they're not developing AI to do gardening work. Mm-hmm. They're doing AI to develop much more higher thinking skills. And so I think there's a lot of lower skilled jobs that might not be affected as much.
Wat für den Arbeitstag gilt, also auch für die Schüler wäre.
As we prepare students to be successful in the future, their world, and I talk to a lot of teachers. I go around the United States. We represent a tremendous number of teachers. And when I talk to them, the one thing that's universal that I can say is the teachers I work with understand clearly that the world their students will inherit will be an AI world. And they want their students to be successful in that world, so they have to prepare them. And as we move into an AI world, success means understanding how to use these tools.
Dabei darf eines nicht vergessen gehen.
There's always the importance of human oversight in everything AI does. Whether it's accounting, it must have human oversight. And in fact, it must be driven by humans as opposed to the other way around.
Denn Rob Weil setzt sich zum Teil Jahrzehnten mit dieser Thematik auseinander. Und zu einem Thema, nämlich der Regulation von KI durch den Staat, hat hier eine ganz klare Meinung.
The United States doesn't have any rules. We don't have any regulations on AI or technology. In fact, the last time the US government put any kind of rules in place on technology was in 1996, something called Section 230. That was 10 years before the iPhone. That's the last time the United States ever actually implemented any kind of rules. So, and we have a new administration coming in, a new president coming in, and he's said outright, there will be no regulations on AI as long as he's president. So I think that we're in a world in the United States of unregulated at the federal level. Our states will probably do some things. Mm-hmm. But the regulations of artificial intelligence in the United States are pretty limited, and I'm not very optimistic that they're really going to control it. So what we have to do, we're trying to do, is make sure our teachers understand how to do their own safety, how do they do their own privacy work, teaching them how to turn on and off the safety features of all these tools so that they can make it as safe as possible. Because it's not going to happen from our government. Now, Europe has the AI Act and these different rules and different regulations that are in place. I think those are really good. I think they will be challenged. Because as AI moves forward, I think that, and I'm going to actually demonstrate this Wednesday night, the people who develop these AIs will challenge your governments to say, let us use some of these tools in your countries, or we'll kind of leave you behind. And that's not where countries want to be. So I think there's going to be a lot of push and pull around these things. In fact, I believe the next 5 to 10 years, the issues around privacy, the issues around, sharing data, all that kind of stuff are going to be the biggest issues that we have to deal with around the world. Mm-hmm.
Also, unter dem Strich, ist KI positiv oder negativ? Oder, ehrlich gesagt, stellt sich die Frage überhaupt?
That's a really good question. Because I'm so immersed in it that I see both sides of the, I think the way I look at it is, this is the future, accept it, and try to mitigate all the problems as much as you can, and try to raise the opportunities up for children and for teachers and all the other people. That is what we're trying to work on. So I'm not stopping AI, and I'm not advocating for AI. I mean, we work at the American Federation of Teachers. We work with the largest AI developers in the world, but we work with them in a very specific way around specific guidelines to ensure that these tools help education and not hinder it. And the best way we can do that is by making sure our members who know the profession better are inside the work that's being done around artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. But, America's a big country. We have pretty close to 4 million teachers. And so we're not there yet, many teachers. And, naturally, ChatGPT or all the other AI platforms, most of them. And I want to make sure that people understand artificial intelligence is a lot more than, you know, language models. It's a lot of video and audio. But what we see in schools is the younger kids or the younger teachers who teach younger students are not as involved with it yet. But as you go up the grades and when you start getting to middle school and high school, they know all about it and they are engaged.
Yeah. Eng vum Rob Weil sengen Aufgaben an der American Teachers Federation ass et dem Lehrpersonal ze weisen, wéi en KI am effikaste benutzt. Stichwort Prompts.
There you hit it right on the head. We, you know, one of the things we talk about a lot is prompt engineering.
Yeah.
And how important that is. In fact, that is when we work with teachers, we see prompt engineering as a fundamental skill.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about you start with AI literacy and understand it, but the very next thing is understanding how you work with it in prompt engineering. And we do many things. We have many things around prompt engineering, what is good prompts and all this stuff. We train our teachers how to do that. Because prompt engineering is so critical to getting AI to work well.
Yeah, it's a bit like using a function in Excel or being able to program it in Visual Basic.
Yeah, I know that when we work with our teachers, I can say that training situations, when we start with them at the beginning of the training and where they say, use this tool and they start doing their prompts, then we give them the training on how to do a better prompt, engineer their prompts better. By the end of that hour or however long the class is, those teachers are amazed at how much the platform is able to do for them that they never understood that could happen because they just didn't understand the way to ask it the right questions.
Wenn man in die Education zusammen mit der KI guckt, wie entwickelt sich das über die nächsten 15 Jahre?
I think a lot of people think this question is hard to answer. I don't think that is that hard to answer, because I believe that in schools today we rely much of the content, relaying of the content to kids or relaying the information to students, is the teachers up in front with the knowledge of the content. Just I think we're going to see less of that, and there'll be a more artificial intelligence being part of the content delivery system. You know, not all of it, but more of it. And then the teacher's role in schools will change to be more of about checking things and looking for things. But it's going to be different. It's going to be more of the skills around critical thinking, problem solving, interdisciplinary learning, the things that move away from discrete subjects, learn this one topic, because that can kind of be done machine-wise. It's going to be more of how do we bring it all together and solve problems. That's what teachers will be focusing on in the future.
Eine ähnliche Variante geht heutzutage schon in der Form von Informatik- und Coding-Kurse gelehrt. Könnt ihr sich auch ein Fach vorstellen, das exklusiv für KI wird, oder geht es in Richtung fächerübergreifende Kompetenzen gehen?
I am strongly of the opinion that AI will be part of every course.
Okay.
That it will not be a standalone, like computer science course over here, but the use of AI in all content will be. How does it get used in a history class, like we talked about before? How does it get used in a language class? How does it get used in a math class? It's just not going to be a standalone. And in fact, I believe any people right now who are developing standalone classes around AI, that's fine, because we need that literacy. But eventually, think about those platforms you're talking about, like the Microsoft, Word and these things, PowerPoint, these are used in every class right now.
Yeah.
They're not just used in the computer science class. And that's the way remember, these are tools. These are tools of productivity. These tools are here and they're not going away. So we have to adjust our instructional process to reflect the tools that are available. The question I had, did Word make us dumber? Does Excel make us dumber?
Yeah.
Did, some people might say cars made us less healthy because we could get in a car instead of walk places. That's technology. We're moving forward.
Yeah.
And so this one's moving very fast. And I understand the app, the apprehension people have about it. But the way you overcome apprehension is by getting in there and learning and making, and that's probably the last thing I want to say is that there are a lot of questions around AI. Hundreds of questions, maybe thousands. What we've done at the AFT is say, let's stop asking questions and let's start looking for answers.
An diesem Episode wird heißt Rob Weil, Director of Research, Policy and Field Programs bei der American Federation of Teachers, viel über die Rolle von der KI am Klassensaal von Moore erzählt. Wie KI zu einem Tool geht, mit dem ich lehren musste schaffen, zu den Regulationen vom Staat. KI ist noch an der Kanaschung, aber wird heißt viel Neues über die kommenden Main weisen. Wenn ihr noch mehr über dieses Sujet wollt wissen, dann besicht das Site von der Chambre des Salariés, csl.lu.